Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Llama, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Llama and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, through a misinterpretation of one of Lum's old Eddard sayings, literal-minded Abner got the idea that Lum wanted to go into the owl business. Abner couldn't see the wisdom of this business venture, but he was willing to go ahead with it if that's what his partner wanted. So to show his willingness to cooperate, Abner sent Cedric and Mousie out to catch owls. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Cedric in the feed room looking over the previous night's catch. Listen.
Yeah, that's it now, Cedric. Just cover the winter up good. These owls will like it a heap better in here if it's dark in the feed room, I think.
Yes, well, they like it dark, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful of that owl in the corner there. That's Mousie's favorite owl.
Well?
That's the one that hoots at him at night.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that's just like a mother to him.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, whereabouts is Mousie at, Cedric? Is he bringing in some more owls?
No, Mom. He went home to get some sleep.
Oh.
We had to go clean over to that old deserted barn west of town to get most of these owls.
Well, you sure done a good job, Cedric. I'll say that for you. Here, I doggies, I better pay you in. And you can pay Mousie his share when you see him.
Yes, Mom, he gets half of it.
Yeah, let's see now. How many owls...
partners in this business.
Well, how many owls is there here now, Cedric?
14.
14, huh?
Yes, Mom, I kept counting while we was catching them, putting them in the box.
Yeah, let's see then. 14 times 25 cents. That's what I said I'd give you for them.
Quarter is, Mom. Two bits.
Let's see. 10 times 25 is $2 and a half.
Yeah. You better figure it up, Mr. Abner.
I am. That's what I'm doing, Cedric. That's 10 of them took care of. Now there's four more at 25 cents. That's
14 altogether.
Yeah, that's 10 and 4. 4 at 25 cents. That's a dollar. $3 and a half. Yeah. Yeah, now let's see. Let me put the money here. Here's one, two, $3, and here's a 50-cent piece for you, Cedric.
One of these is them big deals, ain't it?
Yeah, well, I got this money from Elizabeth. She's had it buried somewhere at the place. Buries everything worse than a pet coon.
Well, much obliged, Mr. Abner. You want us to get some more owls tonight?
No, I reckon this is enough for a starter, Cedric. I ain't sure how many llamas figuring we'd need. Maybe later on we want some more and I'll call on you.
Yes, Mom.
Fact is, we might have too many right now. I don't know. I still think we're going to have an awful hard time selling these things. But Lum was so set on it, I figured he must know more about the owl business than he's told me to want to get into it so bad.
Well, who are you aiming on selling them to, Mr. Abner?
Well, I ain't sure, Cedric, but there's some folks over in Tennessee that... Uh-oh, wait a minute. There's Lum out there in front of the store. You better go out the back way, Cedric. I want to surprise Lum with these owls.
I wish I could stay and see Mr. Lum get surprised.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you all about it. I know he'll just be tickled to death. Hurry up. Now, get out that back door there.
I'm getting.
Yeah, I got to get up front so Lum won't space you nothing.
So long, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, so long, Cedric. Well, morning, Lum.
Good morning, Abner. What you so happy about this morning?
Oh, nothing.
You act sort of like you do when you're up to something.
Oh, no, I ain't been up to nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, I got news that ought to make you happy.
Well?
I got an order for our new greeting card business already.
Well?
Sister Simpson talked to me on the telephone about it last night.
Uh-huh.
She was too busy to give me all the details, but she's going to drop in this morning and see us about it.
Uh-huh.
She ain't been in yet, has she?
No, ain't nobody been in yet this morning.
Looks like she's chairman of some club or society or something, and this is a special week they're having, and she wants to send out some kind of greeting cards and tell the members all about it.
Tell them all about what?
About this special week, whatever it is.
Oh.
She never got around to telling me. I know she wants quite a batch of cards for it, though.
Well?
I figure if we do a good job for her on this, we'll more than likely be able to get a lot of other jobs, too.
Oh, yeah. Sister Simpson is chairman of my... Now, everything is in town to be chairman of. What club is these cards for, Lum?
Well, I don't know. She'll tell us all that soon as she gets here. Say, Abner, I wanted to talk to you before anybody comes in.
Huh?
I sort of want to apologize to you.
Apologize? What for?
For getting mad and walking out of the store yesterday night.
Oh, Lord me, you don't need to apologize for that, Long.
Yes, I do. I ought not to have lost my patience.
Ah, prattle.
Ought all to stay right here and keep explaining things till you understand them. I got to thinking about it last night, and it sort of come to me like a dream that that's one of my duties in life.
Well, exactly what are you talking about, Long?
Well, take yesterday, for instance. I mentioned that old lettered saying about Cole's Newcastle and Howell's to Athens, and right away you thought we was going into the owl business or some crazy idea like that.
Crazy idea?
Yeah.
You mean we ain't going in it?
Well, of course not. Who ever heard of a business like that before?
No, I reckon not.
It's the silliest one idea I ever heard of. And I hear some awful silly ones around here, too, I can tell you that.
Well, Lom, you mean that you don't want no,
don't want no what?
Nothing, just forget about it,
well,
let it go.
Come on, tell me, don't want no what?
No, it ain't nothing at all, I just think about something else, I think. I can't even recollect what it was now I was thinking about. What time was Sister Simpson coming in here, Lom?
Oh, I don't know exactly. She said she'd be here first thing in the morning.
Well?
It was last night I was talking to her.
Uh-huh.
Reckon how much we ought to charge her for these cards?
Oh, I don't know. Dollar a piece, something like that.
Dollar a piece?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's too much.
Yes, huh?
Oh, yeah, it ought to be more like a nickel or a dime.
Oh?
Of course, I reckon I ought to charge you according to how much printing is on each card.
Yeah.
I'll try to talk her into having a whole lot of printing on them.
Why, sure, that's a thing to do, yeah.
Wish she'd have told me what club these are for so that I could have printed up some samples for her to look at.
Yeah,
it'd
have been nice, yeah.
Maybe I ought to go back in the feed room and print some up anyway. Just make up a name for it.
Well, Lom, I don't believe you ought to go back there.
Why not?
Well, maybe you ought to wait till after Sister Simpson gets here and then you know exactly what to print.
Well, maybe you're right, Everett.
Yeah.
It would be just a waste of paper and ink, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, awful waste. Terrible waste, what it'd be.
But I think I better go back there and clean up the print.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'll do that for you. I'll clean it up good
for you. No, Everett, now, you got enough work to do here in the store. I'll clean it up myself. Well, for goodness sakes.
What's the matter?
I thought I seen a bird fly past the door of the feed room there.
A bird?
Yeah. Looks sort of like an owl.
Owl.
Did you see one?
I never seen one, I don't think.
I guess we argued about them so much yesterday, I can't get them off my mind.
About it.
Imagining them, seeing them.
Just about what happened, yeah.
Well, I reckon I better get started cleaning up. Wait a minute. Abner, can you see anything back there?
Huh?
In the feed room there. Don't that look like owl eyes staring out of the dark in there?
I don't see nothing, Lom.
Well, stand over here where I'm standing. Right over here.
Well, all right.
There. Now look.
No, don't see a thing.
Pennies, you don't reckon there's something wrong with my eyes, do you?
All right, doggies, I bound you. That's it, Lom. You're seeing spots in front of them. That's exactly what you're doing. You better go on over and see Doc Miller right away, Lom.
Oh, no, it ain't that serious.
Oh, it is.
Next time I see him, I'll ask him to look at my eyes. What makes the feed room so dark back there? It ain't dark that way ordinary, is it?
Oh, well, I reckon I forgot to raise the curtains this morning.
Curtains?
Yeah.
We ain't got no curtains in the feed room.
Well, there's a horse blanket over the window. That's just something new that I started yesterday, I think, Lom. It keeps folks from staring in there and watching you when you're printing and stuff.
Well, I ain't been bothered by nobody staring in the windows. Now, Grannies, now it looks like there's two more big owl eyes back there. You sure you can't see him, Abner?
I can't see a thing, honest.
That's
true.
Funny. I'd swear I can see him. Look. Look, now they're blinking. Abner, can't you see that?
I don't believe I can.
Wait a minute. Abner, I ain't been acting sort of strange lately, have I?
Now, come to think of it, Lom, I have noticed you ain't appeared to be yourself the last couple of days. I hated to mention it, though. I believe you better run right out and see Doc Miller before it's too late. Go on right now.
No, I can't go now. Sister Simpson will be here any minute.
I'll take care of her. Now, you run along. We don't want to take chances with a serious thing like this.
I don't believe it's a serious app. I feel all right.
Feller seeing owls?
At least I think I do. Might have a few symptoms.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Granny Abner, don't tell me you can't see that.
See what?
There on the floor.
Huh?
An owl walking out of the feed room.
Oh.
And there's another one following it.
I can't see a thing.
Why, they're right there in front of... Just a minute. Wait a minute. Abner, you ain't went and got a bunch of owls in here, have you?
Huh?
Grannies, I oughta expected something like
that. Well, now, Lom, now.
Your fist don't beat the bugs a fighting. Get a broom, Abner, and chase them owls out of here, and hurry up.
Well, all right, but yesterday.
Never mind about yesterday. Start wielding that broom.
All right, come on, get out of here now. Come on, get out of here, get out of here.
Give me that broom, I'll get them.
Get
out
of here, scat. Yeah.
Shoot, come on, get out of here, you little varmint. Open the door there, Abner.
Yeah,
open
I'll
the
get
door
it.
Out
I'll
there.
I'll get it. Come on, run them this way. I'll open it. Bring them this way.
Get them out of here. Get. How many more owls you got back there?
Oh, not many. It's just about 14 altogether.
14?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, get out of here.
Yeah, get out.
Grab a stick or something, Abner, and help me.
Yeah, I'll get something here. I'll get them. I believe that's our ring, Law.
Yeah, I heard it. You take the broom. I'll get the phone.
Here, I'll get them. Come on, get out of here.
Hello, jot them down.
Get out of here.
Get out of the order.
Get out
the door.
Here,
boy.
Get out
the
door.
Yeah, boy. Canceling the order. Well, yeah, I was doing that, but...
Get on.
Well, how did you see me?
Come on.
Oh, well, now, listen, Sister Simpson. Sister Simpson. Hello? Hello. Grannies, now you've did it, Abner.
Did what?
You've lost us a big printing order. That's what you did.
How could I do that?
Well, Sister Simpson's right across the street there, and she seen me chasing the owls with a broom.
Well, what's that got to do with losing an order for them cards?
Well, it's got everything to do with it.
Huh?
Them cards was for the Ladies Woodcraft and Feathered Friends Club, and this is to be Kind of Wild Birds Week.